So now here's a maimish. Okay, now I prepared it for yesterday, and b'pnei sibas shoynes, I decided to leave it for today. It is from Tavshin Lamed Tes, 1979, and it's a chodesh. In other words, it's this week. This Shabbos is Pashat HaChodesh. It also happens to be Reish Chodesh. This Shabbos, we're going to take out three Sifrei Torah. We're going to read in the first Sefer Torah till Shishi in Pashas Tazria. In the second Sefer Torah, you're going to have Shvi, is going to be the Kriyas HaTorah of Reish Chodesh. And in the third Sefer Torah, we're going to read the Haftarah of HaChodesh. And then after we finish reading the Haftarah of HaChodesh, we're going to say the first Pasuk and the last Pasuk of the Haftarah of Hashmaim Kisi. The Haftarah of Reish Chodesh itself. Azay is the Minig. Azay Firim Mir Zach. According to the Rav, the Rebbe. So it's timely. It's a maimer about HaChodesh. Now let me give you a very, very short introduction. And everybody who knows me knows that short introductions are a misnomer, because they're never short, okay? But I'll try my best to make it as short as possible. Chassidus teaches us that there's teva and nes, right? There's nature and then there's a miracle. Who created nature? The Eibishter created nature. Who performs miracles? The Eibishter performs miracles. But they're separate. They're separate. Nature is nature, and a miracle is a miracle. In other words, nature is the will of Hashem, and a miracle is a different will of Hashem, and they each have a place. V'haraya, a proof of this is that today we start to say Kuf Yutes for the Rebbetzin. So we're no longer saying Halal. For the last 6 years, we said Halal for the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin. Yet the Gemara says if you say Halal b'chol yeim areza magadev, you're not supposed to say Halal every day. To praise Hashem. Why shouldn't you say Halal every day? And the reason is because if you say Halal every day, you neutralize the maile of something special. The Eibishter created the world that there should be special. That there should be special. And if every day is special, then there is no special, and it's considered not good. You have to have events that say, oh, this is special. You know, not supposed to be a Amalek who says, what's the big deal? The Eibishter made a nest. The Eibishter is a Kel Yochel. You have to say, no, this is special. So the Eibishter created Teva, the Eibishter created Nes. In general, the difference between Nes and Teva is the sun and the moon. The sun is Teva, and the moon represents a fluctuation. Which means this, we all have seasons. Yidden have seasons, and Lahavdol Goyim have seasons. And we all have holidays. Yidden have Yom Tov, and Lahavdol Goyim have Yom Tov. And they usually come around at the same time. The holidays that we keep have to do with the harvest, with Panosa, they have to do with the sun and the moon, and so on. The difference is, by Goyim, the days that they celebrate are always at the same time as it relates to the sun. The Goyim make a Yom Tov. Pesach time they have a Yom Tov. Sukkot time they have a Yom Tov. Those Yom Tov that they keep reflect the Teva of Panosa, and it's always on the same time when the sun is in the same place in the sky. Yidden keep a combination of a solar calendar and a lunar calendar. So you're off by a few days. It could be a little early, a little late. Sometimes Yom Tov is before the time that Goyim have it Lahavdol. Sometimes it's a little later that Goyim have it Lahavdol. Right? Because our calendar is a blend of the sun and the moon. Why? Because Yidden don't have a Shaychas to Teva. Yidden have a Shaychas to Nes. So even though it's connected to Teva, by Yidden there's a change. Shinuyim. So in general, the sun represents Teva, the moon represents Nes, which is why Goyim keep a calendar based only on the sun, and Yidden keep a calendar based on a combination of the sun and the moon. One of the other expressions for this is Tishrei and Nisan. Right? When the Eibishter created the world, he created it in Tishrei. That's what we hold. He thought about it, the Nisan, before, but the Eibishter created the world in Tishrei because Tishrei has to do with Teva. When the Eibishter took Yidden out of Mitzrayim, it took us out of Mitzrayim in Nisan Pesach because Pesach has to do with Nes. But Chazal teach us that when the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, which has to do with Nes, it changed the Teva of Yidden also. It changed the Teva of Yidden also. That until then, the first month of the year was Tishrei. And after we left Mitzrayim, the first month of the year was Nisan. The maimer we're going to learn today and tomorrow is about this question. What was before and what was after? How much is Teva and how much is Nes? That's what the maimer is going to be about. But today, we're going to be starting on page Pei Gimel, where the number one is, at the bottom of page Pei Gimel. There's one more way to say what I just said. What did I just tell you in the last couple of minutes? I told you that there's Teva and that there's Nes, right? Teva is the sun, Nes is the combination of the sun and the moon. Teva is Tishrei and Nes is Nisan. There's one more way to say it, yeah? The other way to say it is, the Teda begins, Bereishis Bara Lekim. Where should the Teda really start? It should start with Anecha Hashem Elokecha. The Teda starts with creation, Bereishis Bara Lekim, with a base. But there's also the Aleph of Anoichi, Aser Sadibres, yeah? The Teda is not a history book. The Teda is a book that tells us, Hira, teach us how to live, right? The Rebbe always says, it says in the Zohar, the Teda is Miloshen Hira, teach us how to live our lives practically. The Rebbe has Sichis, upon Sichis, where the Rebbe will say every single word in the Teda has to have meaning, and it has to have practical meaning. Hira b'chay. So the Rebbe's kasha is, why does the Teda start with Bereishis? Telling the story of creation, who cares? Start with the first mitzvah, Chedesh Zalachem, with Anecha Hashem Elokecha. And that's not the way it works. We start with Teva, we start with Bereishis, and then we go to Teda. Why? Because when the Eibishter gave us the Teda, he changed the Teva. It wasn't just the Eibishter gave us the Teda, and Teda is higher than Teva. The Eibishter gave us the Teda, and it changed the Teva of the world. So today we're going to be learning about this. Today we're going to be learning about how come the Teda starts with Bereishis, even though it should start with mitzvahs. Tomorrow we're going to be learning about HaChedesh HaZalachem. Okay, so let's read it inside. So I won't have to do the talking. The Rebbe will do the talking. We're starting with Peirik Hei V'Yeshleim HaDerech Ma'ash Amar HaZal. Everybody knows this Medrash because the Rebbe said it 100 times and more. It's the first Rashi in Chumash, right? How does the Chumash begin? Omer Rab Yitzchak. The Teda begins, Rab Yitzchak said, and of course you all know the Remez, right? What was Rashi's father's name? You know this? Rashi's father's name was Yitzchak. Rashi is Rashi Tevis Rabbi Shlemi Yitzchaki. So he begins the first Rashi in Chumash, he's Meramis to his father, Omer Rab Yitzchak. And it's brought in Svarim that his father had a big Mesiris Nefesh to throw a diamond into the sea, it shouldn't have been Avodah Zarah. And that's why he was Eichet to have a son, Rashi. So Rashi's Mitzayin, I am Rashi because my father was Yitzchak. The Teda should have started with the first mitzvah. What is the first mitzvah? The mitzvah of keeping the knowing when the Shchedesh is, and knowing when Rosh Hashanah is, and knowing when to make a leap year, right? The Kiddush Chadashim Vishonim and Ibushanim, to know when to make a leap year, so that we should have Yom Tevim in the right season. The Teda should have started with the first mitzvah. Why does the Teda begin with the Genesis, with creation? Teda is not a storybook. Teda is not a history book. And of course, the Rebbe is going to say, knowing Bereishis is very, very important. Knowing Bereishis is very important. But it doesn't have to say in the Chumash. Maybe she could have given us a supplemental book or Baal Peh. Why does it begin with Bereishis? Mishum keyach ma'isav hi gidli yam. He's teaching the Yidden his strength. How was the Eibusha teaching hidden his strength? Law says for him nachlas goyim that he gave in the peace of Eretz Yisrael. Shim yem ru umos hail mi Yisrael. Goyim come to the Yidden and say, list them at them. You're ganovim. Shekivashtim artith shiva goyim. You came into Canaan, which was inhabited by goyim, and you killed them to their land. So Yidden are going to answer. Heim eim alem Yidden are going to say as follows. Kol ha'odas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world belongs to Mebishti. Who Barai created it. V'nosno l'ashiyosha be'eino, he gave it to whom he desired to give it. B'ritzoinoi nosno l'hem, by his choice he gave it to the goy l'havdol. U'b'ritzoinoi not l'mehem, by that same choice he took it away from them. V'nosno l'anu, and he gave it to us. First the Eibishter gave it to goyim, then he took it away from the goyim, and he gave it to us. And this is why the Teda begins with Bereishis. So the Rebbe says, that makes sense, huh? Bereishis is written there that when Goyim calls Ganav, we should have an answer. Turn the page. We do a diag, but that's lechera. Hare ashayla loy hayitzorach lahas ha-teda me'achedish alachem. The question about why the Teda begins with Bereishis, not with Achedish. Avshe Bereishis baro lakim v'sheirish amunah. Bereishis baro lakim is very important. You have to know that the Eibishter created the world because that's the basis for amunah. The pshat and the kasha is this. Sha'inyan de Maisa Bereishis, the story of creation. Skip the parenthesis. We need it. You didn't need to be told that Hashem created the world. You didn't need to know the timeline to the beginning of time. But it could be oral. Or it could be written in a separate sefer. It doesn't belong in the Chumash. Skip the parenthesis, please. Five lines from the top of page, pay dalet. Umahu atiris. How was there an answer? Mishum keyach ma'isa v'chulu, that Hashem wanted to show Yidden his strength, that he's a balabos over the world, that when the goy is gonna tiny, list him at the Mr. Ganif, and we're gonna tell them the Eibishter created the world and he gave it to us. Says the Rebbe, hanikishahoyo ha'inyin the ma'isa bereishis. Moshe Baal Peh, we knew from an oral tradition that the Eibishter created the world. Yedu Yisrael lahoshev al tainas umes ha'elam. Yidden would be very capable of answering the tainas. Right? The goy comes to Yidden and says, you're a gazlin. And the Yid says to goy, I'm not a gazlin. It belongs to the Eibishter, gave it to me. Now, Chevra, you must, I'm sorry for calling you Chevra, yeah? Rebbitzin, you must understand the word. What are we really saying? There's 70 nations. And all 70 nations were told you're not allowed to steal. We were also told you're not allowed to steal. But the Eibishter said to us that when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's different. It's not the same, it's different. It belonged once to the goy, and the goy rather stole it from his from our Zaydis anyway. The Knanim took it from B'nai Steim. And the Rashi says, Chumash, a Knanim Yaz Ba'aretz. And the Eibishter says, now I'm giving it to a Yid. Is it the same as the rules of the rest of the world? No, it's different. If a goy comes to another goy and takes his land, and the goy says to him, list him out to me, a Ganif, he's not going to say Hashem gave it to me, he's a Ganif. A Yid does the same thing, and the Tenet says, the Eibishter gave it to me. That's what the Medrash is saying. A Yid says, God chose the Jewish nation, and he chose Eretz Yisrael, and he gave the holy land to the holy people. And that's just the way it is. That's the Tenet. That's the Tenet. So the Rebbe says, it has to be in the Chumash. If you have it Baal Peh, or in a separate Sefer, it's not good enough. The Gam Tzorech be a question number two. Hare HaTeire L'mayla M'yela. We know Teire is higher than the world. Moreover, as you know, Teire was written before the world. You're going to tell me the Eibish wrote an entire Chumash and 2.5 Pashas so that a goy shouldn't call a Yid a Ganav. Ve'eich ne'mer, how is it possible to say she'berdei lohoshiv l'umeis ha'elam, to answer a goy who says that Yid is a Ganav, yishini b'teire, the Eibish's teire should change. She'maschila b'bereishis. It starts with bereishis. Af. Which should really start with the first mitzvah, which is a chedesh zelachem. You change the Torah because of a goy's tainah. The Rebbe says it doesn't make sense. So we're on page Pei Dalit. We are now 9 lines down by the vertical line. Page Pei Dalit. Now what's the Rebbe saying? The Chumash should really start, and again, to use the yoisius of my introduction, with a nes. What's the nes? The Eibishter created the Jewish people and gave us the Torah. Instead, it starts with Teva, the Eibishter created the world. Why does it start? The Eibishter created the world so that a Yid should be able to answer a goy who says a Yid naganov the Teretz. So the Rebbe says that doesn't explain anything. Yid could have that knowledge to answer the goy who accuses of being a ganev in a separate book. He could have it Baal Peh. Why does the Torah have to speak about something which is l'chayda not part of Torah? Torah teaches us how to do mitzvah. I told you this to you before. The Rebbe says this over and over again. Torah milashon hayra. There's not a word in the Torah that doesn't teach us a practical lesson. To write a whole chumash and 3 parashas, so we should be able to defend ourselves against goyim, doesn't sound reasonable. So now the Rebbe answers the question. Unekudas habir bazehi. The answer is this. And the Rebbe tells us both sides of the coin. Number one, zeh shaloi hayetzarech lahaskel. The reason the Torah should really not have written Bereishis, it should have started where the mitzvah started, is simple. All of the revelations of Hashem that happened until Yidden took us, Eibish took us out of Mitzrayim, skip the parenthesis, the next few words are underlined. Is a light which is close to the world. The Eibish that creates the world with a limited light. Skip the parenthesis. If inyan ha-Torah, the idea of Torah, the next bunch of words are also on the line. Is amshachas v'gilayin in seifa b'ligavol shalomayim amshachas elements. The Torah is a light which is infinite, right? The Rebbe brings in the footnote, and he mentions it. Berem is in the siche. There's a rishonim fregen akasha. Yeah, Hashem introduces himself by the Aseres HaDibris. Huh? How does Hashem introduce himself by the Aseres HaDibris? How does he introduce himself? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Ich bin Gott. Asher Yitzei Yeschem, I took you out of Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe brings in the footnote that the Ebenezer asks the Kashet. Footnote 28. What's a bigger miracle? Yitzias Mitzrayim with the creation of the world. It should begin, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Baras Hashem. Creation is a much bigger ness than a change within creation. So why does the Abish introduce himself as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, introduce himself as the one who created the world? The Rishonim give a different tirutz. What is the answer of Pichsidus? What that Pichsidus is? That when the Abish gave us the Torah, there's more Abish than the whole creation. The whole creation is, as they say in the Chassidish culture, for Napot Verta, Hashem spoke a few words. When the Abish gave us the Torah, he gave us all of himself. In other words, the Torah is more godliness than the creation. Now we're very misspoiled from the creation because we're stuck in Teva. But the reality is creation is only a ha'ara, l'gabed demebishn, it's nothing. And Torah is everything. No. So if the world by itself has very little of what the Eibishter is, and the Torah has everything what the Eibishter is, how does the world fit in the Torah? You should start with Torah, with mitzvahs, not with creation. You see, Ella? I'm going down to last word on a line. It's underlined. Ella. Now, if it's true that Maaseh Bereishis, that when the Eibishter creates the world, his investment is a few words, as the Chitzoni is, and when the Eibishter gives us the Torah, he gives us all of himself, why do you put into Torah the creation account? L'cheira doesn't belong there. Ella, nevertheless, she'afal pikei, nevertheless. Now, you have to pay attention. This is going to be the tenets. Kivin sh'akavona the Torah. When the Eibishter gave us the Torah, yes, it's true that the Torah is la'am shagili eidin seif habeligavu. The union of Torah is to bring down beligavu. But the union of Torah is two things. What's two things? To bring down the union of eidin seif habeligavu behagavul de'elames into the limitation of the world. Right? If the Eibishter fanavort the Torah shalom. That's when the Alter Rebbe wrote the Tanya in Tov Kuf Nun Zayin. Before he went to Petra. But the Alter Rebbe wrote the Tanya in a signain in the language of Chabad, like after Petra. So the Rebbe Rashab said if he had written it earlier, Voltes gebrennt Welt, the Tanya would burn up the world. It wouldn't transform the world, it would burn up the world. Und das ist nicht der Kavona. The point is not to burn up the world, but it's to transform the world. There was a famous Chassidische Tzaddik, a Polish Tzaddik, a big personality and a big menaget of the Alter Rebbe. His name was Abaruch of Mezhebush. He was the Baal Shem Tov's daughter's son, Abaruch Mezhebush. And he met the Alter Rebbe face to face. And he said to the Alter Rebbe, why did you go to Petersburg? Why did you sit in jail 53 days? Hastas gekenta ribegein dur chavoras ayad ala metzach. All you should have done was this, and Petersburg is finished. Abaruch Mezhebush said to the Alter Rebbe, you went to Petersburg, you sat in jail 53 days. You put your life in danger and so on and so forth. You do like this, toad, ice. What's the teretz? The teretz is with nochavort. When Alter Rebbe went to Petersburg, as they state, this state for chassidim, Shane. Alter Rebbe left a message. He gave a list of 10 chassidim, and he said that make sure these 10 chassidim should not go to Petersburg. Why? Because Alter Rebbe had chassidim were bali madrege, tzadikim. Alter Rebbe said, "Azay von gein in Petersburg, they fabren in ganz Petersburg. They'll burn the city down." Und das ist nicht der Kavone. Das ist nicht der Kavone. To burn Petersburg doesn't solve anything. Why? The Eibishter didn't create a world for Tater to burn it up. The Eibishter created a world for Tater to inspire it. So there's two things here. There's a chedesh hazeh lachem, which the Rebbe calls gili eidin seif shalamayla mishaychas leilemes, and there's breishas bara lakim. Why? Because the whole idea is, let's see the words one more time, the line that begins with Sha'afa Pikein. Kivan Sha'akavona de Teire He, the point of Teire is two things. Take Lahamsha Gileadin Save Habaligavul. To reveal godliness which has no limit, but Behagavul the Elamis in the world. Ubaze Gufa, moreover, Binyana Machitach Tainim, the lowest things in the world. Zogderabalochain Yesh Potato Gamasi Pudamaisabresh. That's why it's part of Torah, the story of creation. You see, you know why the story of creation is part of Torah? Because the creation is part of the purpose of Torah. If there's no world, the Torah does not achieve its end. And because the whole point is that the Torah should become one with the world becomes a part of the Torah. When Hashem creates the world, it's whatever it is. But because Hashem created the world to receive the Eira Torah, the world becomes a part of the Inyan of Eira Torah even before the Torah fills it. Skip the parenthesis. Birdei in order. Lahamshech ha-beligavol the Torah to bring down the infinity of the Torah. Gam binyonim achitachtenim. Even the lowest things. Velaseis. Bohem, Direle Yisbarach, and to make them home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rebbe, I am now 9 lines from the bottom of the page, Vizehu, the word Vizehu was underlined, Shepasach Bebreishis. The Torah begins with the creation account, Mishum Farvos, why? Keyach Maisav Higid Liyam. Hashem teaches His people the power of His actions, Lo Seis Lehem Nachlas Goyim, to give them an inheritance of Goyim. Says the Rebbe, the Zesh Yesh Beteira Sipa de Maisa Bereshis, the fact that the Teira tells us the story of creation. Parenthesis. Af, even though Shezesh and his Gala Bahabriya were the Abish that reveals from himself in creation, Hurak Ha'ora Mitzim Temis, a small amount of light. Kimavua Bahamaimer, that's explained in the Maimer from the Friediki Rebbe, on which this Maimer is based, Baruch Hata, our Masha cause of the reason in the Chumash. It says, the Abish introduces us as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. He doesn't introduce himself as the creator. Why? Because there's more Abish than in a word of Torah, right? There's more Abish than in one word of Torah than the whole creation. The creation is nothing compared to the Torah. But you see, that's just creation per se. But when you understand that the Torah's purpose requires to fill the creation, that makes the creation a part of Torah as well. Kitachas hakavon of the Torah, who? The whole point of Torah. She yisrael yivaradu es nachlas goyim. Yidden should bring clarity to the inheritance of goyim. V'yasu eisel eretz yisrael, to make it eretz yisrael. V'sheyabira yir beifin kazesh kamu m'se'elim yaskimu azeh. Goyim should agree. And the Rebbe is a very interesting part, yeah? Every time a goy asks a question, you got to answer mechfei lakash. A goy fret, so he asked. You have to answer the goy every time. Says the Rebbe, Shalachain Srichim Yisrael Anes Lumesim. You have to answer them. You know why you have to answer the goy? Not because you're self-conscious, not because he's making you feel guilty, but because you have to teach him. And if you didn't teach him, you didn't fulfill the Torah, which is to teach the world. Verstehst? Vezeo Game Ataim Mazesh Apostle Babreshis. That's why the Chumash begins with creation. And again, to use the language of my introduction, the Torah begins with Teva, and then it goes on to Nes. The Torah begins with creation, then it goes on to Yiddishkeit. Not because creation is also an Inyan, but because creation is the foundation of the Torah's point and purpose. Yashleim was a dira b'tachteinim hu. The purpose of making this world for Kadosh Baruch Hu is shatachtei mitzaden yoni, that the world by itself yekli l'lakus should be a vessel for godliness. Top of page, pehei, please. Top of page, pehei. V'lachein seder amoroiv shabateira. The Torah begins. First of all, you have Bereishis. Then you have Neach. Then you have the Afloga. And then you have Avraham, and Yitzchak, and Yankiv, and the Shvatim. Because that story is telling us the story of the world, which is going to be the keli to receive the Torah. Page, pehei, perek vov. Okay? And now the Rebbe goes Kabbalistai, okay? The next Pedik is an Inyan in Kabbalah. We're going to learn it, but we're going to learn it a little bit quicker. To explain this deeper, a lot of the Maimorim, when they talk about this question of creation versus Torah, they present it in the following way. Skip the parenthesis. Third line into Pedik Vav. Isa be'emek ha-melech b'tchilasi. It says in Kabbalah. When the Abishter wanted to create the world, what was the first thing he did? He went away. He evacuated himself. And of course, whenever I talk about Tzimtzum, I always tell my students the same thing. What is the prerequisite to Tzimtzum? What is necessary before you talk about Tzimtzum? And the answer, Rabbi Yisai, is Mokum. If you have no space, you can't go away. You understand? When it says in Kabbalah, the Abishter went away from a space, there had to be a space first. The Abishter doesn't have Mokum. So before the Tzimtzum, there's already an Inyan HaMokim, space, whatever space means. And according to Kabbalah, when the Eibishter created the world, he evacuated that space. the inyan atzimtzum, the idea of tzimtzum, who sha'er sha'er tchil, there was a light that filled up all of space. Nisalim legamri was completely hidden. Became an empty space where you can create the worlds. So here comes a very critical word. You know, in halacha and in Yiddishkeit, and the truth of the matter is even in life, but certainly in Jonah Ptimium, kavona is huge. Huh? What's kavona mean? Intent. Two people do exactly the same thing. One person does it and has no meaning. One guy goes over to a wall and he makes a hole. He smashes it with his fist on Shabbos. Why did he smash it with his fist? He's bored. He just breaking is not a malacha. Another guy goes over to the wall, takes the same fist, pushes it to the same wall because he's planning to take that wall down after Shabbos and change it. See, it's chayav skile for seisi. They did exactly the same thing. The difference is in kavana. Kavana changes everything. By the Eibishter, kavana doesn't only change things about based on how we interpret it. It changes the materials. Hashem created the world by taking himself away, but there was a kavana. And the Eibishter's kavana gives a koyach. What was the kavana? The kavana satzim tzimhu. In this empty space, it's going to be a yid who's going to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Yigili eirin seif gamba el must reveal godliness in this world. Okay. Kum tochaisit that the Eibishter takes away his light, that we should be able to exist, learn Torah and do mitzvahs, and bring the light back. And if you'll go a couple of lines down, you see I made two Roman numerals. The first Roman numeral says, "Shagilah and Insef Yir Gamba Elamis." Not that Hashem's light is going to be here and there won't be a world, but that Hashem's light is going to fill the world. And the key is that the world is not obliterated by the Eibishter's light; it's filled by the Eibishter's light. And then there's Roman numeral two, "V'yaseidem Izen." Moreover, "Shaydezeh Yagilah the Pnimiyas and Insef." It says in Chassidus that in the empty space where the Eibishter evacuate to create the world, there's going to be a revelation of what's called the Pnim, is the higher level of Ein Tzev. Shalamayla gam meha'er sheheye lefnei ha'tzimtzum, which is even more than the light which was present before the tzimtzum. The Rebbe said this: before the Eibishter created the world, there was light. At the end of the Eibishter's creation, there's going to be light. What's the difference? Before the Eibishter created, there was light, and there was no world. After the world's purpose is realized, there's light in the world. Because when the purpose of the creation is realized, is light in the world becomes a part of what that light is. Umizemuvan, underlying, this explains. It's true about this question as well. Listen to these words. Can I show you footnote 35? Take a look at footnote 35. It's a Zayar. I underlined it. Ilo is Yahivas, Ara Kadisha Leknan Bekadmesa. If Hashem had not given land of Canaan to Goyim originally, the Yishleit bo, that the Goy should rule over it, loy havas ada, that land could not become chulkei v'adve the kodesh b'rich. The chelik and the chashivas of the Eibish. If the Eibish had not given it to Goy first, the fact that you didn't have it would have no chashivas. As a Zoyar, go argue with a Zoyar. Now why do you have to have a Goy in the middle? And the Chmin, there's a lot of the Gmoyis l'davet. You could explain this even practically. You push it very psychologically. You know, what's important? What's important? What's important? What people consider important? Now, the Eibishter is very important. If no one's interested in Eibishter, the Eibishter is important. But if nobody thinks it's important, it's not important. It's a fact of life, right? You have to come to the world and not tell them Hashem said. If they come to the world, tell them Hashem said, and you care. Because if you don't care, what's the difference that it make, right? Chshivitz, unfortunately, is measured not by what's truly important, but for people that obviously give the dukma from petal and zup, petal groipen and zup, and petal of nhals. You can have barley in your soup, and you can have pearls on your neck. They're both called petal. If a person is 6 years old, a string of pearls around his neck has no meaning to him, but those little pieces of barley that sit in the soup has a chshivitz. If Eretz Yisrael is going to be a chosher, it has to first be by a goy. And the Goy values it. When the Eibishter gives it to you, you're a ganav. What makes me a ganav? The Eibishter gave it to me because it was mine. So look inside the text. It says that Eibishter al derech zo b'negei lazeh shebetzeni nasna lahem. Why does the Chatzil the Eibishter give it lahem? Shakavana bezer milachatchil. The point is, bechdei. Why did he give it first to Knan? And again, I want you to know that Rashi says vaknani vaprizi az yeshiv baharetz, that it was really the land of shame. Eretz Canaan was part of Shem's territory, and Chom took it. So we're really taking it back. But nevertheless, there is a shaila from Listematim, from a Geneva. So the Rebbe says, only by giving it to them first is it special when he takes it from them and gives it to us. Only when a nachla which belonged to a goy yesterday, nepchal eretz yisrael, becomes eretz yisrael, he now is a higher madrig. B'meile, v'yadei shalem din b'teileh. You have to learn in the teileh, b'reishas baruch lakim. What's that, b'reishas baruch lakim? Hashem made a concealment. B'reishas, in the beginning, baruch was created, lakim, helen v'hester. Why did the Abraham create a concealment? Look inside. Last three lines of the paragraph, ayidei zeh megalem say that sense. You have to reveal why Hashem is hiding. That Hashem hides in order to later be revealed. But not Hashem hides to later be revealed so things go back to how they were before creation. No. Hashem hides should later be revealed in creation. The creation should be able to receive it. Says the Rebbe, last line. You learn about it in the Chumash. The Torah has to tell us about concealment. To tell us that the point of the concealment is that in that space there should be a revelation. Siv Zayin. That's why in the Chumash at the Torah account of creation, skip the parenthesis. No, don't make a mistake. Really, the Torah should start from Echeshem Elekecha. Really, the Torah should start from Achedesh Elekechem. We're starting from Bereishim because the guy is going to scream. No, you don't understand. You start from Bereishis because the whole point of Torah is Bereishis. Bechdei, sheyedu Yisrael lahashuv lumeis ha'ilam. It's not that Hashem made the Torah change and you should know what to tell a guy when he writes, he tells him he's a gan. Last four lines on the page. Kizeh sha'in demaisa Bereishis. The fact that the idea of creation, which is written in the Torah, who tzimtzim the shem elikim, is a concealment. So the Chayda, what's the concealment doing in the Torah? Three lines in the bottom of the page, says it like this. Creation is taka concealment, but that's only when you're thinking about creation as an entity unto itself. Avo, second line from the bottom, but la'acharei sheho ya'agil aditzies mitzayim u'matan Torah, Hashem took us out of Mitzayim and He gave us the Torah. Skip the parenthesis. V'ha'inyin de ma'isebreishis kosov b'teira. And the creation account is written in the Torah. Says the Rebbe Legale, Sakavono, Hapnimis, Page Pevov. Now tell that Tzimtzum. It reveals what the Tzimtzum is. Says the Rebbe Haregilu, Yakavono, Hapnimis, that Tzimtzum. When the Torah reveals why Hashem concealed himself, when the Torah reveals why Hashem created a world where He's not, who can make call on Yonim Shebetetus like everything else in the Torah. The imayesh and his slapship with Vadim Gashmir and physical things. Haim Teda, the part that, you know, I have to go, Rabbi Blooming is here. You have Yankov and Esav, yeah? One was a tzaddik, one was a rash. Yeah, Yankov and Esav. So Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas, tell this Yankov and Esav ha'amudim b'parsha. Yankov and Esav written in the Chumash. So the Rebbe talks about this a lot. And the Rebbe says there's two Yankov and Esav. There's the physical Yankov, the tzaddik. The physical Esav was a rasha. And then there's Yankov and Esav Hamudim Beparsha. Esav in the Torah is a part of the Torah. And the same is true with this Bereishis, which is talking about the world. And this Bereishis Hamudim Beparsha. If you don't have Bereishis, you can't have an Eich Hashem Elokech. If you don't have a world, you have no place to bring the Eibishter. So Bereishis, but you're coming to a Goy and you're teaching him. It's not an excuse. It's the purpose of the creation that the Goy should understand this. That the Goy should understand this. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you.